Hello, welcome to the Game Slate Podcast, episode 62. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And as usual, we're going to talk about some video games and some World of Warcraft. And maybe something else, I don't know.
We might have a philosophical discussion. It won't be that philosophical. Anywho, we'll start with... do we just want to start with World of Warcraft news and get that out of the way?
Yes.
Or our experience in World of Warcraft over the past week, killing a...
Ding, 80!
Congratulations, sir.
I'm at ding 81 instead.
Well, technically, yes, but...
You hit 80, you're 4 levels to go then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
81.
We're like 3.5.
Yeah. So now you're back into new content again.
Yay!
I'll tell you, it's going to feel really weird if I ever level that undead hunter and, you know, go from, like, the, you know, undead, you know, starting zones, you know, like Tears Fall and Silver Pine, where it's all like, we've killed the Lich King, blah, 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 and then you go to Northrend, it's like, Lich King, oh god!
Tell me about it. That's basically what I'm doing with my warlock. It's like, now that the Lich King is dead, we have destroyed the Lich King, but we have this new threat. And now I'm just back in Northrend, you've gotta go destroy, we've gotta stop the Lich King! But he's dead. Are we stopping his ghost's ghost or something? Did the paladin fail? Did he just pick up where Arthas left off?
The world's not supposed to know what happened at the Frozen Throne.
Even though there's a nice video that tells you everything in the center of Dalaran.
I watched that. I was like, I'm like, who's this guy with the charred skin?
Yeah, apparently red dragon magic can really screw you up.
He's alive, yet not alive. But yeah, yay, 81. I feel powerful as a paladin.
Yeah.
I'm hit capped. I'm level 81.
Of course, you are a shadow priest, so you know you got that spirit add-in for you, so you don't exactly have to stack hit.
Which is pretty awesome. I have regen and hit! Yay!
Haven't done no dungeons yet, though. I need gear.
Since I'm the only one out of three of us with an 85 tune, the only dungeons I've really been doing this week because I'm trying to level two other tunes at the same time, which is actually harder than it sounds. I've been doing the Crown Chemical run for killing those three guys for the Valentine's Day holiday.
Trying to get the...
I got my toxic guy, now I just don't have the love rocket yet, though. And plus, it's a really easy way to get justice points.
Oh, maybe I should do it.
Well, you have to be 85, I think, to do it.
Ah, darn it.
I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you have to.
But yeah, not much else has been well. Nothing spectacular. Still been doing Wii Fit. Fitness challenge still going. But we're in third now! Hooray! And still lots of Rune Factory. Frontier for the Wii. I'm almost through summer. Finally unlocked the next dungeon. It took me forever because... Okay, there's only sometimes problems I have with games like Rune Factory. They're so open-ended that it doesn't, like, sometimes tell you sort of what you need to do. You just kind of have to sort of stumble upon things, which sometimes is like, oh, cool, I get to discover something. But sometimes it's just annoying because then sometimes the game can grind to a halt.
Because like, you didn't talk to someone at a certain time of day or something.
Yeah, and it's like, okay... And then you have to do all this other stuff before you can unlock things. It's kind of annoying.
I could see that.
But I finally delved into the new dungeon. Hooray! And I finally got stuff so I can make a silver hammer. Hooray! I can get rid of all those freaking rocks in my, land. It's very annoying.
Only silver hammers can get rid of rocks? Bronze hammers don't do the trick? Or iron hammers?
I have an iron hammer, but it can only break, it can break the little rocks and the medium-sized rocks. But the large ones, it cannot break.
Hey, Proteus, as a geologist, isn't iron stronger than silver?
Typically, yes.
This is a fantastical world, so silver is stronger than iron.
I mean, actually, if you want to go, to steel or something, I mean, who builds a freaking hammer out of a precious metal?
It happens in fantasy worlds!
Now, I've been doing biochemistry experiments in my closet.
Hey, if you're going to be doing biochemistry, it might as well be of the biological type.
And edible.
That's all the much better.
No, I'm brewing beer.
How was that? Didn't you bottle a few ones a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I bottled a week ago. I'm letting it bottle condition to carbonate. Because I'm letting it do the I'm doing the natural carbonation where you put a little bit of extra sugar into your beer after it's finished its, you know, main fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
Put the extra sugar in, bottle it immediately, and then basically whatever yeast is left over alive eats that, makes some CO2 and a little bit more alcohol, but mostly CO2. And because you put it in, you know, a vessel from which the carbon dioxide can't escape, it goes into solution in the beer and makes it fizzy. It makes it taste better.
Awesome.
Because it's fizzy.
We got one more week.
One more week, and then you can test out your newest beer.
Yep.
And then how long before the beer that you just started?
I'm not sure. It's a different, bit of a different style, so it's not sure how long it's going to take.
Yeah, there's three. There's three in progress. Yeah. And other people in our household have another three in progress.
So you have a total of six different beers in process right now. So when are you guys starting the microbrewery company?
Whenever we actually get around to getting a brewer's license. We can't sell anything right now.
Sure, need a liquor, need an alcohol license or something.
We can say, here, would you like to try this bottle of beer? But that's all we can do.
Or we can say, here, would you like to buy this bottle?
There's free
It happens
beer.
To have beer in it.
Here's a bottle. You are buying the bottle, not the beer.
Yes. Also, I'd like you to give me the bottle back when you are finished enjoying the bottle.
Would you like to rent this bottle?
Yes, exactly.
It's like the deposits, like in other states. Yeah. It has the deposits on the bottles. But yeah, I guess that's Proteus's geeky thing for the week.
Yeah.
Brewing beer.
Well, it's fun because, you know, you measure, you do, there's some science, you know, you use a hydrometer which measures the density of the fluid. And from that density, you can determine how much alcohol is in it.
Nice.
I did geeky.
I made a spreadsheet.
I would like to start a bar sometime. I don't drink anything, but I'd like to run a bar.
I did geeky crafts. How about geeky crafts?
You made the smiley.
Mochi.
What is that? Mochi.
Mochi.
No, that's not mochi.
It's a
rice ball. I was gonna say.
Mochi is the rice dumpling thing.
Oh yeah.
The candy cookie. I don't know.
For those of you who are actually wondering what the heck we're talking about here, we'll take a picture of this and put it on the show notes.
It's a shrinky dink.
Shrinky dinks are awesome.
Anywho,
so that was my other geeky thing. I actually worked on something. I finished something.
I didn't really have any extracurricular geeky things this week. I've been busy. Although I did find out that if you have a car battery that you're not aware is getting close to dead, and you try to jump somebody, it will completely kill your car battery. I had to buy a new car battery this weekend.
It's like, hooray, car purchase!
So, that was majority of my weekend. So, moving on. In sad news, if you're a fan of the Guitar Hero franchise over Rock Band and you just want to keep buying the Guitar Hero games, you're screwed. Same thing with you DJ Hero people.
Oh, they're even stopping DJ Hero.
Yep, ooh. Activision has decided to is no longer making Guitar Hero or DJ Hero games. They're going to release their currently announced DLC, but after that, they're done. They're wiping their hands clean of it. They're basically saying due to the lower demand of rhythm games, there's no reason for them to keep doing it.
Do you think it's maybe because they oversaturated the market by releasing too many rhythm games all at once?
I think it was Guitar Hero 2, Guitar Hero Van Halen, Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero. There was a freaking Guitar Hero game every 6 months. They really need to just pan it out more. So you're basically, if you want to continue playing it, you're going to need to go over to the Rock Band side of things.
If you want new content.
If you want new content.
You mean they're not making all of everyone's discs self-destruct?
No, they're not making it all self-destruct. You're not going to be able to buy any more songs for it. So when artists come up with new songs, which amazingly does happen from time to time, you're not going to be able to play it on Guitar Hero at all. You're not even going to be able to think about it. You're going to have to, you have your set list and that's where you're stuck with, except for the next two DLC packs. So yeah.
I would like to say, I remember when Guitar Hero first came out, everybody's like, what is this, man? And then it caught fire.
It exploded real well, because there was really, the only other music rhythm game was DDR.
That was more...
Movement.
Movement-oriented. Yeah.
So, I mean, this came out... I mean, Harmonix actually made the first Guitar Hero, technically, only they were under Activision's name. Then they left, and Activision had the Guitar Hero license, so then they made Rock Band, which is where we first had our introduction of the drums and the vocals. Well, Guitar Hero copied that, and then they did the drop-in, drop-out thing, which Rock Band introduced, I think, into Rock Band 3. So, I don't know. Anyhow. Long story short, you can't buy it anymore.
Bye-bye, Guitar Hero.
Let's see. Last week on the Thursday, which what day was Thursday?
The tenth
was the interactive. It was the 14th annual Interactive Achievement Awards. This is the respected video game awards show.
Is that why I've never heard of it before?
Probably. It's not heavily advertised and broadcasted. It's actually a meeting of industry professionals. Although G4 did air it, I think, on the 12th, they aired it, and through our show notes, you can find a link to the, basically, list of winners from it, which is on G4's site, since that's where I found it. A lot of stuff here that isn't actually too surprising. Outstanding Achievement in Visual Engineering went to Heavy Rain. Outstanding Art Direction went to Red Dead Redemption. Outstanding Animation went to God of War 3. No surprise here, Strategy and Simulation Game of the Year was StarCraft II Wings of Liberty. Like, nobody saw that one coming. And, as we would agree, because it was also our vote for Game of the Year, Mass Effect 2 won Game of the Year. It also won, let's see, I think it also won RPG of the Year. Let's see, role-playing massively multiplayer game of the year was Mass Effect 2, and Outstanding Achievement in Story was Mass Effect 2. Which I will agree, that was an awesome story.
I guess we could tell our time travelers about the Steam deal today. But it had to be the time travelers, because...
Is it the Steam deal, or is it the deal on impulsedriven.com/Mass Effect with a $5 Mass Effect 1 sell on for PC?
Yeah.
I tweeted it!
Yeah, that's how I knew.
So... Yes, if you're a time traveler, you can come back to
Sunday the 13th.
You'll be able to buy Mass Effect 1 for the PC for $5. That is 15% off a 75% savings.
And if you're a time traveler, you also might be able to go sometime into the future when they have it on sale for $2.
That is
true. But I don't know when that will be. So.
Well, you'd be able to go to the future and just buy the triple pack of 1, 2, and 3 sold at one time.
Yeah. I know, that's what Irish Pride's waiting for, Mass Effect 3, later this year.
If you're a time traveler, you travel back forward in time now to get Mass Effect 3, and then you travel back to now, you're going to try and play it. It's going to have some sort of DRM on it, and they're going to see that it's being played before it should, and they're going to shut you out anyways, so there's no point to buy it now, to buy it and then bring it back to now.
Their computer is off the system.
But then how are they going to get through the DRM?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have to go through their servers first to even play it. That's what I had to do with... Dead Space 2.
Oh, an interesting piece of news I saw from Blizz this week. They are planning, if they do not release anything this year, they will be releasing 2 games next year.
Sweet. That's kind of what they did this year. Or last year.
Yeah.
They didn't really release anything in 2009, so we got both StarCraft Wings of Liberty and the WoW expansion in 2010. Mm-hmm. Although I keep hearing rumors, and these are just rumors, this is not fact, I don't have anything to back this up or anything like that, of Diablo 3 being released at the end of October. Which I could see that game doing a Halloween release.
No, it has too many rainbows in it!
It's not dark enough!
You must lower, you know, make it darker, make it raining and lightning. Do not put a rainbow at the end of a waterfall.
Even though it probably technically is correct. Light refraction.
Anywho. But yeah, so we'll probably see more as it gets closer to BlizzCon.
But as always, you know, Blizzard's schedule is we release it when it's done.
Yeah. Which, okay.
Which leads into our next thing very well.
I was wondering about this because Duke Nukem, being released on May 3rd, has been in makings for 12 years now. Has been given Vaporware Awards because people never thought it was going to come out. Is this just because of how early it was technically announced? I mean, Diablo 2 came out 11 years ago, and we're giving Blizzard a complete pass for it taking 11 or 12 years for Diablo 3.
Well, I mean, they didn't announce, you know, that it was going on until 2 years ago. I think.
2 to 3 years, but still, we're giving them a pass, taking, you know, 12 years per game sequel to come out.
Well, it's not like they were... I mean, I doubt that Blizz was working on it the whole time, though.
They've probably been working on it a while, because look at the form they released it in. It was actually a pretty visually nice form they released it in. So that means they had to get it that far first.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do we give companies slack, some companies slack, because we know that they have a tradition of good games? Or do we give them slack because they didn't release it until they had something to actually show? Because they didn't announce it until they had something to show us, unlike with Duke Nukem Forever. When it was announced, it was at the early stages of development where they actually only had concept art to show us.
I think it's just because it was always in, like, legal limbo. It's like, are they working on it? We don't know. If they are working on it, they're not working on it very hard, it would appear.
That could be
it. We have two programmers. Also, they don't speak English. So we have to have a translator. But he only comes in on Fridays.
That would really only affect the voice acting, though.
Well, no, you gotta tell your programmers what to do.
Well, that's true.
Okay, we need this level to do this, you know. And
I don't know. I don't see the Duke Nukem games as high quality for things. I mean, I have no personal, you know, investment or interest in it. It was just always one of those laughing stocks. They're like, oh, we're going to do this. But it just never came about. It seemed like, you know, they weren't really working on it. It was just like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. And then the studio goes under and somebody else gets it. They're like, yeah, we're going to do it. But nothing happens. It's just only served now. They're finally doing it. Just, I don't know. Does it really need to be made? Did it have to exist?
Well, better after promising it for 12 years.
There's lots of things that happen like that. Like,
Valve is really good about doing that, too. For example, where the hell is Half-Life Episode 3?
Yeah, Valve's take on episodic gaming hasn't been very
good.
Episodic.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to do short games and release them more often. Didn't Half-Life 2 Episode 2 come out 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Something like that.
Wasn't it 4 years ago?
We're getting Portal
ago?
2 before we're getting Half-Life Episode 3, and it's supposed to be a short game? I don't know, it's just... I understand why we give them crap, but sometimes I feel like we give them a little too much crap. For example, I think, like the video I put in here, that had Duke Nukem introducing the Interactive Achievement Awards, joking about how he has lots of awards, and somebody's saying that 1,000 Vaporware Awards don't count. Anywho.
Did we have any other news?
You talk about Lord of the Rings.
You can't talk about Lord of the Rings and the thing with the hobbits and the dwarves.
What about them?
We thought of all people you would have known. I just kind of glanced a story about it.
Well, the only... So the latest news I recall hearing about Hobbit is Christopher Lee has been confirmed to reprise Saruman.
Didn't you say Ian Holm also?
I thought I'd heard Ian Holm, but now I can't remember for sure, and I don't want to spread rumors that aren't true.
Oh, come on. We're on the internet. That's half of our job is to spread rumors.
I thought I heard somebody say this. And then you wonder if it's true. And then you get your hopes up. And it's not true.
I mean, the thing is, like, Ian Holm ain't very young.
What about Christopher Lee and
Christopher
McKellen?
Lee. Oh, no, Christopher Lee's the old one.
Christopher Lee has one of the longest movie credits I have ever seen for an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, they have all the dwarves cast now!
Yeah, they have had all the dwarves cast for a while now.
Let's see.
Filming has been a couple weeks.
Filming has been pushed back to March 21st, so director Peter Jackson could recover from surgery.
Oh, yeah, PJ had a, what was it? He had a problem. I think it was like a heart palpitation or something.
Ooh. Well, there's Frodo and the 12 other dwarves he goes with.
13.
Oh, yeah, it's 13 dwarves because they're an unlucky number. That's why.
So apparently, the entire cast and crew is actually already in New Zealand. So they get a month to kind of just enjoy themselves.
It's a good time to enjoy yourself in New Zealand right now. It's, you know, towards the end of summer, starting to head into early fall. It's still quite nice.
Or they're doing, you know, like speech training and sword training and riding training and all those other kind of cursory skills that they've got to have to be in that movie.
Oh, yeah, the other thing. Officially, like we didn't already know this, The Xperia Play has been revealed at the Mobile World Conference in Barcelona today. Surprisingly, I was actually kind of surprised at this, it being a Sony Ericsson phone, but it's actually going to be on Verizon early spring. It ships next month.
Really? That's really fast.
Well, it's not like this thing hasn't been outed already. It's just now official. Which, if I can find it here...
Do you wonder sometimes, you know, some of the stuff that's leaked, that some of it's purposely leaked?
Oh, there's no way they were trying to hide the stuff on purpose. Otherwise, this much stuff wouldn't come out. Engadget had a freaking demo unit before it was officially announced.
That's just to generate hype. That's what it is.
Looks like it's going to have a 480 by 84 pixels 4-inch screen. It's actually an official Sony product. Sony officially has it licensed or whatever their official term for it is. So it's not just, you know, well, we're running Sony stuff, but it's not really Sony supported. It's actually running with Sony, and it's going to come with a PS1 Classic, but they haven't said what that PS1 Classic is. And they're supposed to have 50 games at launch. Whether or not they're saying they have 50 games at launch or 50 games at launch window, I'm kind of questioning that. But it's going to run on, I think we stated before, Android 2.3, which is known as Gingerbread because Google has some obsession with desserts. It comes with
Apple's cat fetish.
That's true. Let's see, it's going to come with an 8-gig micro SD card, and it'll support up to 32 gigs. Talk time is supposed to be within 8 hours, but standby at 425 hours, like anybody gets these out of these phones. Gameplay time is estimated to be 5 hours with MP3 playback time of 30 hours. I don't believe any of those answers because I've never believed any battery estimate I've been given since the word smartphone was coined.
The problem is they never tell you how much you should expect your battery life to be if you're browsing the internet.
Exactly.
Which kills your battery so fast.
And I don't think it is, but I don't have any way to back this up because I'm not sure what the network codes actually mean, but I think it's only 3G instead of 4G.
What are the network types?
UMTS, HSPA, 800, 850, 1900, 2100, GSM, GPRS, /Edge, 850, 900, 1800, 1900, UMTS, HSPA, 900, 2100, GSM, GPRS, Edge, 850, 900, 1800, 1900, and CDMA 2000, CDMA 1, EVDO. I know EVDO is...
EVDO
is Sprint.
Gen 3, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
It's 3. It's EVDO 3G. EVDO is what Verizon runs on, too.
Okay, so it's going to be a 3G phone instead of a 4G phone, and I really want my 4G phone.
Let's speak about that for a moment, because all the networks that are advertising 4G coverage...
are not actually 4G.
Yeah, they're not actually 4G. They do not conform to the standard as it was agreed upon.
But they are saying they're fitting faster than 3G, so we're actually looking at more like 3.5G.
Well, kind of 3.8, I guess, G, based on the
But just because the networks can't handle what they're looking at. Yeah. Which, since we're also talking about that, I saw this neat thing that they're going to be promoting at the MWC this week, where they're trying to replace cell towers with little boxes. Instead, they put those on like street lamps and such where there's power and network access, in order to put those all over a city instead of putting up these huge cell towers everywhere so they can get better coverage with faster data with less resources.
Yeah, I seem to remember, you know, people discussing this before that you can use kind of small, you know, you can, that it will tend to be actually better coverage if you use smaller, you know, transmitters placed in a closer mesh than a, you know, single large transmitter over a whole area.
It makes sense. Like, let's say they actually do this, and instead of spending, let's say, $3 million putting up a one cell tower. Let's spend $3 million and grab, let's say, these things cost $2,000 each, which even that seems high. Mix that with $1,000 to install each box. I'm just going to change it to $5,000 per each box. You get a shitload more boxes in a wider area than you could put that cell tower in. And even if you're just putting one on every single frickin' street lamp...
Well, imagine if they put up, you know, WiMAX little, you know, transmitters like that.
Exactly. So it could be, you know, greater coverage for a larger area with cheaper overhead.
The future!
And this will happen in approximately like 10 years, so I don't expect people to invest into improving their networks more when they can just wring more money out of us and, you know, throttle their network speeds. Anywho, and I'm out after that. You guys got anything?
Nope. We're good.
No, that's all I had.
All right, well, go ahead, feel free to visit our website, thegameslave.com. If you forgot to get anything for Valentine's Day for your sweetheart, you're screwed.
Because you'll be listening to this on probably Tuesday.
At the earliest. So, yeah, have fun in the doghouse. If you do happen to have Wi-Fi in that doghouse, though, you can come over to our site, go ahead and comment on our articles and our podcasts. Go ahead and send in a registration for the forum, so, you know, register, people! Or shoot us an email at mail@thegameslave.com. In the meantime, y'all have a great week, and game on!
Game on!
Game on!